Welcome to Omoluabi Podcast, where African proverbs meet biblical wisdom. My name is Anu.
And I am Joseph. You're welcome.
Today's proverb is about showing appreciation, and I'll hand over to Kola to read it out to us.
Thank you. It's a little bit long, so I'll say it fast and then try and say it slow. Bi eyan ba seun ka so pe o seun. Bi eyan ba se eyan ka so pe o se eyan. Nitori pe ohun ti a se o ye ko gbe ni. Bi eyan ba seun ka so pe o seun. Bi eyan ba se eyan ka so pe o se eyan. Nitori pe ohun ti a se o ye ko gbe ni. And the interpretation of that is, do you want to give it a go?
Yes, it's basically shorthand, very appreciative. Longhand.
Longhand. Longhand interpretation is, be a ba seun ka so pe o seun, the first part, that means if someone or if a person has done something worthy of being grateful for, then show the gratitude. The next part says, be a ba seun ka so pe o seun. Again, that's saying that if someone has been kind, if someone has modeled being a good human being, then acknowledge that the person has been a good human being. And the last part says, "Onti ashe oye kugbeni." In other words, everyone is entitled to reap what they sow. Everyone is entitled to reap the rewards of their actions. So to say it together, it's like saying if a person deserves gratitude, be grateful to them. We should say that a person deserves gratitude. If a person is kind or kindly or good, we should say that the person is kindly or good. Because at the end of the day, each one of us should reap the rewards of our actions. So what do you think?
I think what the proverb is saying is we shouldn't let good deeds be ignored. Yes. And when we say good deed, it might not be as good as you think. Well, if it's been done to you, it might not be like a wow good. Mm. It might be something subtle, but so far you recognize the act as being kind. Mm. You should reciprocate to be kinder by saying, "I'm grateful for your kindness." We should try as much as we can when a good thing has been done to us to say thank you publicly. Yes. What do you think?
I share the same thoughts. I'm just thinking of how frequently we take many things for granted on a day-to-day basis, especially, and of course the context of the proverb is between human to human relationships. Of course the same applies even much more between our relationship with God. How we should not take for granted the breath that we breathe, the opportunity to go back and come back safely, and very many other myriads of benefits that we enjoy on a daily basis, but more so in our day-to-day interpersonal relationships. I know that we tend to, the English people will say, familiarity breeds contempt, such that sometimes we receive help, but because we know the person that helped us, he's my friend, she's my roommate, he's my this, he's my that, and then we just kind of ignore the fact that the person had been kind. They didn't have to be kind, but they were. It's just that intentionality to be grateful, that wake-up call to gratitude that it's saying to me, really.
Thank you. And what also came to my mind is, I think the way we can be upfront about this is when we start cultivating certain words into our vocabulary, words like please, thank you, if it's common to us, and when occasions comes where someone has done something good to us, it will be quick, hopefully, to say thank you, because it's part of our culture. But I think I've known some people that have this cynical view to life. Their eyes have seen it all, so they weigh things thoroughly before responding to things. But when we take too long on a thing, the weight of the importance wouldn't be as much as at the time when it's needed.
Mm.
There's an example of the man, of the parable of the Good Samaritan in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
A man was traveling mm-hmm. from Jericho to Jerusalem. Some robbers came to him, took his clothes, beat him, and left him on the roadside to die. A priest was walking on the same road, crossed over to the other side and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
This a Levite saw the same man, walked away and didn't help him.
Mm-hmm.
But a Samaritan saw the man and helped him. First, the Samaritan tended his pain,
mm-hmm.
his wounds, then took him to a place to stay. I'm just trying to emphasize on the immediacy of responding.
Mm.
The priest might have come back, we don't know. But perchance, it could be that the priest would have walked halfway and maybe the Holy Spirit told him, you need to go back.
Mm.
And he went back, but there's nothing else to do. There's no need for the help anymore. God brings us lots of opportunities
mm.
to reflect him, to be ambassadors, to be the Jesus people see in this dreary world.
Mm.
We should try and be as responsive as we can. So mm. Be in your best shame for what? Kasopo shame. Be in your best shame. Kasopo shame. Literally, it will bring us honor. So let's be immediate in our thankfulness, in our appreciation to our husbands, to our wives, to our little children, to our colleagues. So let us try, by the help of the Spirit, to be upfront with our responses, to say thank you when it's most needed.
Hmm. Yeah, thank you very much for that. I was also thinking of a biblical application, especially in terms of ministers of God. Because really, the context of this proverb singles out some exceptional gestures of goodness and kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Like if someone has been exceptionally good, if someone has been exceptionally kind, then let's acknowledge that the person has been like that. It brings to mind what Paul was saying in his first letter to Timothy, chapter 5, specifically verse 17, I think, and verse 18. In the Message translation, it says, give a bonus to leaders who do a good job, especially the ones who work hard at preaching and teaching. Scripture tells us, and I think it's quoting Proverbs here, Scripture tells us, don't muzzle a working ox, and a worker deserves his pay. So in other words, you see that deservedness that Paul is talking about here, referring to that proverb. If someone has worked on contract for a certain time, he deserves or she deserves the remuneration that comes from that kind of a work. And likewise, if someone has been exceptionally good, especially in preaching, in teaching, when it comes to the Christian context, church context, let's acknowledge it. Let's celebrate them. In many other translations, it says an elder is worthy of a double honor. In other words, yes, you are honoring people. You should be good to everyone. You should be the Jesus they see. You should model Christ-likeness. You should use your pleases and your thank yous.
Mm.
But especially for those that labor to teach you, labor to make the scripture come alive to you, you owe them, by virtue of the understanding of this proverb and the scriptures, you owe them that honor that is deserving of them. And of course, that's not to say that whether or not you give it to them, they won't be honored. God himself will reward them anyways, but it's befitting on you. He classifies you as an omoluabi. If you would recognize people that have been kind or people that have been good and honor them as such. So yeah, that's it from me.
Well, thank you, Kola. What I'm thinking is, I use a lot of resources where I can't honor all the podcasters I've been listening to, all the pastors out there that I've been listening to this summer. So in terms of wanting to honor them, like you said, because they do deserve this honor, how do I go about it? Obviously, I can't monetarily honor all of them.
Yeah, so honor is not only in terms of money.
Okay.
for instance, just to pick on this particular example you've given of podcasters, one of the ways a resource that has blessed you, one of the ways to honor the person that is putting out the resource is to share. Okay. Is to share and share where that is coming from. So you're sharing the resource or sharing, you're helping them to loud what they are doing. That's one of the best ways you can honor them.
Okay.
Podcasters are particular about, are people really getting blessed from this? Is the time that we are wasting into recording this episode, is it really worth it? And all of that. One of the ways you can show them that it's worth it is to reach out and say, I mean, you know how we feel when we get feedback from people saying, oh, that particular episode was helpful. Oh, I learned this from that and things like that. It makes us feel like, oh wow, it was worth it. So sometimes that's what honor looks like.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be that you should be able to give the person money or some kind of physical gift, as the case may be. Otherwise, another thing it could look like is actually just praying for them and just blessing them in your quiet place or in your secret place, to say the way Jesus said it, and he that sees you in secret will reward them openly. Those are two quick tips that come to mind.
That's
it for this week. As you go into your week, include pleases and thank yous as part of your default language, and look out for those people that have been exceptionally kind, especially in your Christian family context, pastors, Bible teachers, those people that have resourced you one way or the other. Show honor to them.
So,
if you have the opportunity or the means to reward them physically, monetarily, financially, whichever way, do it.
Okay.
Otherwise, pray for them, bless them, and encourage them. Give them a feedback. Let them know that what they said or thought or this or that was helpful to you.
Okay.
And the Lord will bless you as you do so. Any final words from you?
No, that's it. Thank you very much for that insight.
Yep. So we'll be with you again next week as we take on another proverb. God bless you. Till then, remain
Anomaluwabi.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye.